Job chapter 21. Then Job answered, "Listen carefully to my words, and let this be your comfort to me. Bear with me, and I also will speak. And after I have spoken, mock on. As for me, is my complaint with humans? Why should I not be impatient? Look at me and be appalled. Put your hand over your mouth. When I think about it, I am troubled, and trembling takes hold of my flesh. Why do the wicked live, become old, and grow powerful? Their children are established in their sight, their offspring before their eyes. Their houses are safe, without fear, and the rod of God is not on them. Their bull breeds without fail, their cow calves, and never miscarries. They send out their little ones like a flock, and their children dance. They sing accompanied by the tambourine and harp. They rejoice to the sound of the flute. They spend their days in prosperity, then go down to the grave in peace. They say to God, 'Leave us alone, for we do not desire to know your ways. Who is the Almighty that we should serve him? What benefit is there if we should pray to him?' But their prosperity is not of their own making. The counsel of the wicked is far from me. Yet how often is the lamp of the wicked snuffed out? How often does disaster come on them? How often does God distribute pain to them in his anger? How often are they like straw blown by the wind, like chaff that the storm carries away? You claim God stores up a person's punishment for his children. Rather, let him recompense it to the person himself, that he may experience it himself. Let his own eyes see his destruction. Let him drink of the wrath of the Almighty. For will he care about his house after his death, when the number of his months is cut off? Can anyone dare to teach God knowledge, seeing he judges those who are on high? One person dies in the prime of his strength, being totally secure and at ease. His body is well nourished, and the marrow of his bones is moist. Another dies in bitterness of soul, never having tasted of good. They both lie down in the dust, and the worm covers both of them. Look, I know what you are thinking, the schemes by which you would harm me. For you say, 'Where is the house of the prince? Where is the tent in which the wicked dwelt?' Have you not questioned those who are on the road? Do you not accept their testimony? That the evil one is spared from the day of disaster, they are delivered from the day of wrath. Who denounces his behavior to his face? Who will repay him for what he has done? Yet he will be carried to the grave. Men will keep watch over their tomb. The clods of the valley will be sweet to him. All people will follow the procession after him, as those before him will be innumerable. How then will you comfort me with such futility? Is there nothing left in your answers but falsehood?"